After months of planning and studying the numbers, state and federal managers okayed the first 6-inch drift gill net opening today on the most densely populated stretch of the Kuskokwim River. The fishing will be aimed at chum and sockeye salmon, but managers are moving cautiously to make sure enough king salmon make it to spawning grounds. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
No one will know for sure until well after the king salmon have stopped running, but State Kuskokwim Area Management Biologist Aaron Potter says the early conservation measures seem to have successfully moved king salmon past many of the river's 2,000 subsistence households.
We feel pretty comfortable with making the call that we have enough fish upriver to meet at least the lower end of the goal. We want to ensure that those fish do make it to the spawning grounds, so we're going to continue to tread lightly and implement the Chinook conservation while we're providing additional opportunity.
After not meeting escapement in 2 of the past 4 years, the priority this year is hitting the midpoint of the river's escapement goal, about 85,000 fish. 2014 was expected to be a weak run between 71 and 117,000 kings. Nobody has been allowed to fish for kings since May 20th, but managers briefly opened a portion of the lower river to fishing for other salmon species last week. Managers say Friday evening's 4-hour opening brought out just under 200 boats. They estimate that of 11,000 salmon caught, about 670 were king salmon. With many more boats anticipated out of Bethel and nearby communities, federal in-season manager Brian McCaffrey says kings will be caught in the 6-inch, 25-fathom nets.
I would anticipate this next opening that there will be some thousands of kings taken among all the boats. But given where we are in the run, we're pretty confident that the run can accommodate that, given how many fish have already gone by.
Managers don't have a great estimate of how many boats will drop their nets at 10 a.m. Tuesday, but Potter says fishermen will be out in force.
The 130 4-inch whitefish nets, it was probably going to pale in comparison to what we're going to see.
By restricting nets to 25 fathoms instead of the usual 50, managers can further fine-tune the amount of harvest. The latest data from the Bethel test fishery on Sunday shows that the chum and sockeye ratio to king salmon is about 9-1. Potter will attempt to get a rough sketch of the harvest Tuesday morning and see how many kings were caught in nets before setting the next opening.
I do expect more openings this week. We're looking for something again a little bit later on in the week as we continue to roll opportunity up the river and continue to liberalize opportunity down this lower section.
In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.